One of the nation's peak welfare bodies, is concerned that the Abbott government is on a mission to gag community organisations from participating in the political arena. ACOS has expressed alarm at recent comments by Federal Immigration Minister Scott Morrison that taxpayer dollars shouldn't be used for advocacy. Mr. Morrison was defending his decision to personally intervene and remove $140,000 in funding allocated to the Refugee Council of Australia. ACOS says the coalition's defunded a number of community groups and it's worried the nation's disadvantaged will lose their voice in policy debates. Cassandra Goldie, the CEO of ACOS, with us now from Brisbane. Good morning.
Good morning, James.
Are you speaking up because you're worried that other peak welfare bodies will suffer the same fate as the Refugee Council?
Well, James, obviously we were very concerned to hear the message that was coming from a very senior member of the current government in relation to the Refugee Council. And this was the latest, I guess, in what we're seeing as a particular trend. We've seen defunding of a number of other peak organisations, one representing young people at a time we thought that it was really important that we had a strong voice about what young people needed in Australia. Equally, we've had, you know, restrictions placed on legal services to be involved in so-called advocacy, which is really about being involved, speaking up, saying what needs to be done from a raft of experience on working on the ground. So are we really looking today. We're about to have our national conference where community organisations are coming from all around the country. We're doing a lot of hard work ourselves in saying what we think needs to be done for the country. And the last thing we need is the government sending a very strong signal that we should be silent.
That's what you're interpreting as a warning.
Well, I think the statement from the Immigration Minister that taxpayer funding shouldn't be used for advocacy is about as blunt as you might get.
We are really
concerned about that.
Wasn't he saying that everyone's entitled to make their case, it just doesn't have to be taxpayer funded?
Well, I think there's a difference here. I mean, we know that, for example, business is very able to organise its own resources. It's exactly how that gets done is through, you know, the pulling together of profit-generating activities and being able to influence government in that way. Civil society organisations are simply not in the same position. We know that.
Yes, but in that respect, you're disadvantaged not just on advocacy, but on everything.
Well, exactly. And so what part of this is we know we have a responsibility as civil society organisations working with, alongside and for people who are disadvantaged to be able to say what's going on, to support people to speak and to be involved in democratic discussions. It's a really important part of everybody's work, whether you're a local community organisation or a national body.
And you'll still be doing all those three things going into the future.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's what we're here to do. It's our responsibility. That's one of the big discussions we'll be having today. What's our responsibility in terms of the future of the country? But part of that must be the ability to speak up, disagree with the government of the day, if that's what's needed, to have the debates we need to have, and we need to be working with a government who's very strongly committed to saying that's your job too, and we're prepared to work with you.
So just to be clear, they're not stopping you doing any of those things, and you yourself have just said you will still continue to do all that advocacy.
Well,
you just have to do it in a more tightened budgetary environment.
What we've had, James, is a number of decisions made now to, for example, defund the Australian Youth Advocacy Coalition, which is the most important national peak body representing youth organisations that is there to speak up about what needs to be done for young people, including about opening up job opportunities. We've had decisions made to prevent environmental defender organisations from being involved in advocacy. And we've now had a very clear statement from a senior minister which seems to suggest that taxpayer funding generally shouldn't go towards these kinds of advocacy activities. And we'll be full of a room of people today who are responsibly involved in exactly that kind of work. So we're welcoming Minister Andrews will be coming to our conference tomorrow. We'll certainly be keen to hear from him to confirm his pre-election commitment that gag clauses won't be coming back, that there's a recognition of the strong role of civil society organisations, including through taxpayer funding, to be involved in advocacy.
What do you mean by gag clauses?
Well, under the previous Howard government, there was a period where government was putting in place terms in funding contracts that actively prevented organisations from speaking up in the public arena. They became known as gag clauses. When the Labor government got elected, they immediately committed to get rid of those, and we were very pleased that in opposition, Minister Andrews said that they wouldn't be introducing them in government. Now, in light of the statement from the Immigration Minister, will certainly be keen to have a confirmation that remains government policy, and that it's in this sense a very important time for government to be supporting civil society organisations. We have a big debate going on, James, on a number of fronts, including what to do with the budget, tax reform, the relationship between the Commonwealth and the states, and these are all the important areas where community organisations need to be involved and to be able to speak up.
And to be sure, there's been no gag orders to date from this government.
We're not aware of any. I'm aware, though, that we haven't had a reaffirming of that commitment in a strong public way since the government was elected. And as I say, in light of the comments from Minister Morrison in relation to the Refugee Council, we'll be very keen to hear from another senior minister representing the Prime Minister tomorrow that gag clauses are not going to be on the table, and that we do have a strong commitment from government to support advocacy and civil society organisations' involvement in public policy debate and the political process.
Cassandra Goldie, thank you.
Thank you.
Cassandra Goldie, the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service.